For the past 32 years, Willie Nelson, along with Neil Young, John Mellencamp, and now Dave Matthews, have gathered with other musicians to throw a concert to raise money for family farms. It's Farm Aid.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let her memory torture me.
I got an up close glimpse of the outside world. It's an awful big.
The artists come on their own dime and raise millions of dollars for farmers. Last weekend, the Allegheny Front got a special treat. Farm Aid hosted its annual benefit concert in Burgettstown, Pennsylvania. And the folks who run it invited us to moderate the discussions that take place throughout the day around farming issues. Reporter Julie Grant covers agriculture and food issues for the Allegheny Front, and she joins me now to talk about what a great time we had at Farm Aid and what we learned about the state of farms in our region. Hey, Julie.
Hi, Kara. So each year they hold a concert at a different location to make it easier for farmers in different areas to attend. A few days before this show in Western Pennsylvania, Carolyn Mugar, the executive director of Farm Aid, came to our studios, and I asked her why they came here this time.
Willie's answer is, well, we always want to go where we're wanted. And we feel extremely wanted here. It's a great example of how it is looking at where real jobs can be created and where real opportunities lie for people.
So tell me a little bit more about what she's talking about there.
Well, let's look back at Farm Aid when it first started. In 1985, U.S. farms were in the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression, and family farms were being auctioned off in large numbers. Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan were among those playing something called the Live Aid concert that year.
Oh, yeah, I remember Live Aid.
Bob Dylan said, we should be doing something for American farmers. Willie heard it, picked it up, and said, yeah, we should, let's, and he did.
Mugar says Willie invited his musician friends to get together for a show, and they threw the first Farm Aid together in just a few weeks. These days, it's a much bigger production that takes months of planning.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. You know, the image of family farmers has kind of gotten a makeover since those days, but financially, many are still struggling to make ends meet, you know, in this sort of more corporate food environment.
All right, well, let's listen to what Willie Nelson had to say about that at a press conference held just before the concert.
32 years we've been doing this. And we'll do it another 32 if we have to. But we hope we don't have to. We hope that things are changing now and the farmers are moving along on their own pretty well. They figured out organic farming. They figured out farm to market.
Well, one well-known farmer in the region who was in the spotlight there at Farm Aid was Don Kretschmann. He got a lot of applause on stage for talking about how he became an organic farmer decades ago instead of becoming a physicist.
Yeah, that's what he said he trained for in college. Here he is on stage with Willie and the other Farm Aid musicians.
I love farming because I can do it exactly the way I want to, and I'll never have to be ashamed of what I've done.
I just want to say it's a great honor to be up here with these farmers. These people are great.
If you don't recognize that voice, it's Neil Young, and he had more on his mind about the state of the country.
America is already great. It's great. Okay? People, if you watch TV, you're going to feel bad. Because all they talk about is bad things. That's not what farming is about. Farming is about real people working together.
Farm Aid organizers said another reason they wanted to hold the show in this region is that not only are there a lot of rural farms, but there are also a good number of urban growers. Here's Ayanna Jones of Sankofa Village Community Garden in Pittsburgh, who was also featured in a special video at Farm Aid.
We're in a community right now where in 40 years there hasn't been a grocery store. What is it, black people don't eat? And with that, we came up with food apartheid. And food apartheid is a conscious effort to deny people healthy food because you devalue them as human beings. We have to come to the table with a plan.
That was a really powerful moment at the press conference. Kara, you led some discussions in the afternoon of Farm Aid, including one farmer who's hoping to train people after they're released from the prison system.
Yeah, Josh Inklevich of Fit Farms in Pittsburgh. He's got a mission to ground people and teach them the skills to grow and cook food as they rejoin society and their families.
It's really to break that multi-generational cycle, you know, the parent goes to prison, chances are the child's going to prison too. So they're bringing what changed my life to other people.
Yeah, I was also really inspired by some of the artists. The Avett brothers sat on a panel I hosted about farm innovators.
Wait, a name drop,
they grew
Julie.
Up Gotta do it sometimes. Now, they grew up on what their website calls a hobby farm, but here's Scott Avett.
Hobby farm is loose because it wasn't really a pleasurable hobby as much as it was, this is a necessity that if you're going to think about what you need, in case you have to rely on your own resources, what do you need?
The Avett brothers did not think farming was cool back then. They said they were called to make music, but now they understand better why farming can also be a higher calling.
I always say these farmers are the real rock stars of our country. And now for young people, there's really this road to being something very respectable and like a true hero. Like, you know, it's there. And it's really hip.
Yeah, Southeast Ohio farmer Kip Rondi really seemed to appreciate that message. But he also drove home how tough it can be to make a living running a family farm.
Yeah, he and his wife have figured out a system of high tunnels, and it helps them to grow vegetables year-round to sell locally. But then he told the crowd that was there to watch the Avett brothers and others on the panel that his farm needs stores like Whole Foods and Kroger to carry local produce.
And we need you all to say, doggone it, get some local stuff in here and push them. Please push them, because you're not only helping yourselves and your family, but you're helping your entire community, and we can change this that way.
So even though, as Willie Nelson mentioned, more people are seeking out local food, we heard from a lot of farmers like this that they feel like they're still up against a huge corporate food system, and there are so many things that can impact them.
Yeah, like the West Virginia couple that I talked with, they were nearly wiped out by a flash flood last summer. They were saved by money from a GoFundMe that was set up by their relatives, and they also got a small emergency grant from FarmAid.
Yeah, that's one of the things FarmAid has established through the years, a network of local organizations. They say they're working now to quickly assist farmers impacted by Hurricanes Harvey and Irma.
Well, there's a lot more about what we learned and experienced at FarmAid at our website, including some really great photos of the performers and the local rock star farmers. That's at AlleghenyFront.org. Julie Grant covers agriculture and food issues and all kinds of other things for the Allegheny Front. Thanks, Julie. Keep on rocking in the free world.
All right. Thanks, Kara. Thanks for a fun day.
This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.
And his subjects gathered round him like the leaves around a tree, and their clothes of many colors for the angry gods to see.